Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting second. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Terry Kennedy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Reitz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Palmer. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, David Palmer. And now, play ball. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton misplays the ball. That's an error on Templeton. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Forsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsch bunts towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Obergefell moves to second. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0 for 1 in the game. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Forsch covering, for the out. One out. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Forsch covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Obergefell hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0 for 0 in the game. Forsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0 for 2 in the game. Templeton hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0 for 2 in the game. Wrights hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. There goes Kennedy trying to get to second. LaFleur throws the ball into Parrish, who relays the ball to Scott, who tags Kennedy for the out. Two outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cromartie moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cromartie scores. There goes Parrish trying to get to third. Durham throws the ball into rights, who tags Parrish for the out. Valentine moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear is walked intentionally. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Simmons for a passed ball. Valentine moves to third. Spear moves to second. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dane Eorg pinch hits for Bob Forsch. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-3 in the game. Templeton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Templeton moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Templeton scores. It's Cardinals, 1, Expos, 1. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Littlefield now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Littlefield. LaFleur moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Scott moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dawson is walked intentionally. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights juggles the ball. That's an error on Wrights. LaFleur scores. Scott moves to third. Dawson moves to second. It's 2-1, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Scott scores. Dawson moves to third. Carter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dawson tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Obergefell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Bobby Bonds pinch hits for John Littlefield. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Fryman now pitching. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.